Bouncing Death Kirk is a weekly Keyforge podcast focused on competitive play. The podcast is hosted by Kata Mode and Kodamarin. The show is here for listeners to gain a better understanding of how to evaluate decks, how to evaluate their own board position, and how to anticipate opponents' decisions. Without further ado, here's this week's episode.
Welcome to another episode of Bouncing Death Kirk. I am Kata Mode, and I'm here with Kodamarin.
How's it going?
And today we're going to be doing a special episode. So this episode is a more of a State of the Union address of myself and Kodamarin and where Bouncing Death Quark is going.
So I think this is the time to announce that Bouncing Death Quark is in the end game. This show as a weekly Keyforge podcast geared towards competitive players to help you get better is not going to be a weekly episodic installment anymore, because I think we've reached a lot of the goals that we set out for when starting this project in the first place.
Yeah, so one of the things that is important to note is when me and Kodamarin first came up with this show about a year ago, we were trying to decide what type of show we wanted. And we very clearly did not want to have like the two guys shoot the shit for an hour talk about Keyforge. Now the benefit of that type of show is like that's like most card game shows is that you can keep that show going on forever, right? There's effectively no limit on what you can do. You can also just rehash topics, right? Like a lot of times people just go over and over again. But with this show, what we wanted was we wanted every episode to be very narrow, right? We wanted it to be concept based, overarching concepts. We wanted to all the episodes to be like 20 to 30 minutes, and we wanted to make sure that, you know, it was more educational in nature. But the downside of that is at some point you kind of have to cut it off. Now, we weren't sure where that point was. We weren't sure when we made the show, was it going to be a 20-episode thing, 50 episodes, 100 episodes? Like, that wasn't clear. But we went into it always understanding there was a point where you had to cut it off.
Yeah. So our original goals, I kind of always had a couple of goals in mind, and that was that the episodes were organized. We would always talk about the episodes and have a plan going into them, even if we got off topic a little bit. They would be focused on the competitive play. This was not about playing casually. This was about how to be better at these high-level tournaments and how to be a better card player in general. We have a lot of episodes just on how to be better at cards, not necessarily Keyforge. And Third is that we wanted them to be timeless. I think we've done a pretty good job with talking about all these concepts in a very open-minded way, in that a year or two down the line from now, you can go back to some of these concepts and, oh yeah, cards plus board is just a core facet of how Keyforge works. If you're playing towards cards plus board in 2 years from now, it's still probably going to be good. And if you go back a year, that's where we came up with cards plus board. That's where we first talked about it. It's still relevant. It still works. Mm-hmm. So organized, competitive, and timeless are the three things that are what Bouncing Death Quark was founded on, and why we feel it's important to end it now without bloating the format entirely.
Yeah, and to Kodamarin's point, so one of the issues that we've been having recently is we feel like all of our episode ideas are kind of time sensitive, right? So it's like we did an episode on removal with the introduction of warding as a defensive tool, which I don't think was a bad episode, but it's like that's a very dangerous territory to walk into, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to have a bunch of episodes that are directly tied to a specific period in time, right? You want all the episodes to still be relevant 5 years from now. And that's where we really feel like we were up against the wall on that side, where it's like, okay, we can keep doing this, right? Like we could still probably pump out another 30 or 40 episodes on niche topics, but then they just don't become timeless anymore. It's just way too attached in the moment.
So anyway, yeah, and we've completed our goals. Let's talk about what these goals were. Mm-hmm. The first thing we wanted to do was we really wanted to be some of the first people out there talking about Keyforge competitively and create this knowledge, create this terminology. Cards plus board, the idea of the delta, having a bigger reap ability than your opponent. House rules, support houses, burst houses, racing decks. We talked a lot about the ideas and the strategies behind a racing deck. And we really think that those are very core facets of Keyforge, whether or not they were intended by the designers. And I always find myself going back to these ideas to help me look through decks at a sealed tournament or to pick the best turn in a given tournament. And that feels good to have made that. And it feels great when I hear other people using that knowledge to their benefit too.
Yeah, and on my end, what I wanted was I wanted to more or less write the book on KeyForge. I'd say one of the most frustrating things when I enter a new card game is there's just nowhere to look for knowledge, right? So, like, I have a lot of card game experience myself, so I can pretty quickly draw comparisons to other card games that have similar mechanics. But I can understand that there are players that don't have that base of knowledge, and so when they jump into a card game, they have no idea where to look. And it's not like the game in the rule book says, hey, here's a hyperlink to a show that gives you everything you need to know about general strategy. You kind of just have to learn by getting beat up at your local tournaments over and over again. And so we felt, okay, well, if we can make a show that pretty much is just a blueprint, right? Like, you listen to this show, and if you just bang through all the episodes, you're going to be more knowledgeable than like 90% of the player base. That's really useful. And that was a big thing with trying to make this show, is just having that to start.
And that brings us to the second goal that we really wanted to achieve, and that's, since KeyForge is an accessible game, you can buy one deck and you jump right into it, and it's also made by Richard Garfield, we thought that there would be a lot of new players to card games in general joining into this game. A lot of people with their friends saying, hey, just buy one deck, play one game with me. There's no money, there's no resources, it seems very accessible. We wanted to create a resource for players to become better card players, using KeyForge as a springboard to a wider variety of card games in general, and being better KeyForge players as well.
Yeah, I'd say that making Bouncing Death Quark is much more important for KeyForge than it is for something like, say, the new Marvel game that FFG made. Because, like, if you take the Marvel game that they just came out with, that game, the population of players is going to be a bunch of former LCG players. So those games are very difficult and they're very dense. So going to Marvel, like, I saw the mechanics, I'm like, this game will take me, like, you know, 5 minutes to understand how to play this. Whereas, like, again, like Hodamer mentioned, if in KeyForge, you don't have that. Like, there's a bunch of people that have never played cards before that play this game. And they need a place to draw knowledge from. And that's really where Bouncing Death Quark can fill that void, where if someone's like, I'm new, I don't understand how to play this, you can say, okay, listen to Bouncing Death Quark. Their episodes are short, and, you know, they're very specific, so you can learn about all these different concepts that make sense, you know.
And then the last thing that we really wanted to do is make sure that this was weekly. We wanted to make sure that Bouncing Death Quark was a name that people knew, people was aware of, that you could reliably come to get this knowledge. And that's why we spent so much time in this first year going to vault tours, meeting people, talking to people, being a big part of the community. If you've been to a vault tour, you should probably have a Bouncing Death Quark sticker. And going forward, we'll still be going to these vault tours and giving them out. We wanted to make sure people that knew about the consistency and we wanted to make a reputation for Bouncing Death Quark. And I really feel happy about how that's gone.
Yeah, and so this brings us to probably the last part of this specific episode, which is that we're not falling off the map, right? So, like Bouncing Death Quark, the weekly show, that's coming to an end. But, like, myself and Kodamer, we're still going to be going to tournaments. We're still going to have our Discord. Kodamer specifically is still going to be making content.
I'm definitely going to be bringing my streaming setup. I put a lot of work and effort into that. I still want to be a commentator. I want to commentate Worlds and a lot of these big tournaments, and I'll be bringing my live stream so that we have more content for the world as these tournaments keep happening.
Yeah, and we might still pop out an episode here or there, right? Like, so it's not like the show is, like, completely over. It's just that, like, we wanted to make it clear that from a week-to-week basis, like, the show just has to become something different. And that's just what we're doing here. So we have two more episodes planned after this one. So the first episode we have planned is we want to do a 1 year later review. So when we made our very first episode was, why should you play KeyForge? And that was entirely speculative. Neither one of us had really any exposure to the game. And we wanted to just say, okay, here's what we've seen so far in a very short amount of time. Here's what we like, here's what we don't like. So now we can look at it a year later and say, okay, why would we play KeyForge now? What's our sales pitch for somebody jumping into it? And then the second episode we wanted to make is we wanted to make a guide. So you want to make, like, a guide. We'll probably call it, like, episode zero, even though it'll be, like, the latest episode.
Well, I want to call it BDQ Abridged. We'll figure it out.
And the idea is, with that one, we're going to give, like, a quick rundown of what concepts are important and then also what episodes to review. So that way, if somebody is coming in fresh, you could direct them to that first.
The idea is that we have almost 60 episodes up now, and someone coming into this game isn't going to have the time to listen to these 60 episodes, even if they're only 20 minutes long each. Certainly not absorb it all. So we want to take our most important terminology, our most important lessons that we've learned, put it into one spot so that, hey, you want to be a decent player, you're getting ready for a tournament, you haven't played a lot of card games, jump in, listen to this episode, and kind of get an idea for, okay, these are certain things that I can look for when I'm playing my game without going too deep into any of them.
Yeah, and this specific episode we've wanted to do for a while, but it hasn't really made sense because ideally this is the episode that you want to do last, right? This is the episode that, like, if you pull up the Bouncing Death Quark on whatever podcasting service you have, they always will show the latest episode first. So what you want is you want the abridged episode to be the very first episode at the top. They listen to that because most people will just listen to your latest episode. So if the latest episode is here's all you need to know about the show, then they'll know where to go back to. So it makes it a little bit easier for them. And like we've kind of been holding off on it, but now we can actually do this episode.
Anyway, I think that pretty much wraps up this announcement. Keep an eye out for the 1 year later and this abridged episode. And otherwise, just thank you. Thank you to everyone who's been a weekly listener. Thanks to everyone who has been supportive to Bouncing Death Quark as a whole. Cascade, Yeti Games, FFG, too. Really, this has been a fantastic experiment and a very successful partnership between Kuramode and myself. I think we've done a lot for this game, and I'm excited to be doing more in the future.
Yeah, and thing to note is that the store's still open, right? So if you still want to represent Bouncing Death Quark, you can still go into our Discord, and then you can still buy merch, right? You can still buy hats and stuff. Like, all that stuff's still available to you, and then the shows aren't going anywhere, right? So if you want to, you know, tell your friends about the show, and you want to make other people better, like, the library's going to be there, and the library is now pretty much done, right? Like, we've written the book. And you can just still spread the knowledge to everyone. So yeah, tell your friends about the show, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks a bunch.